Hi, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. Welcome tonight. I have my co-host Al with me, wonderful Al. And you know I always like that because then I don't have to talk the whole hour. But we're waiting for our guest to come. His name is Chris Traub. He's calling from Taiwan. And so sometimes things get a little, you know, it's not maybe easy to connect right away, but we will hang in there. And Al and I can always talk about things, but I wanted to tell you the magazine, I'll be sending out my reminders probably starting tomorrow. I usually start on the 20th, and it's a shorter month, well, day less. So I always like to give everybody enough time to gather everything and send it to me. And then that goes up, of course, on July 1st. And, you know, I was thinking earlier, if the only bad part about doing something like that is that a month is gone already. I mean, you're always looking to the next month. So we want to slow things down a little bit, Natalie. Don't go flying into the next month, you know. But anyways, and Stars with a Z Psychics is going fine. Everything's good there. We're still working on our Google app. We will have our own, I should say, owned by Planet Stars, Inc., tarot cards. There's an illustrator that's doing them, and we're going to have that. And then we're going to have another app that's going to actually be like a game in the Google App Store. But the tarot cards, you'll be able to earn tokens towards readings, and you'll be able to interact with my advisors. It's going to be really cool. Tony's been taking a lot of time with it. And you don't realize, I mean, it's got animation and the colors, and oh, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. So, Al, let's bring you in here. How's it going with you, okay?
I'm doing really well. Currently, my internet's a little bit slow. I'm trying to message Chris to see what's going on yet. So as soon as my internet comes up better, I'll message him and see if
I can try that. I don't think he's going to be on that, to tell you the truth. Hold on, let me see. Oh, it says he was on 18 minutes ago, so I'm going to send him a little note here. Oh, what will we do without this? The Facebook Messenger is probably the best thing that ever happened because you can get it on your cell phone. It's so easy. Okay, I sent him a message. So I got a feeling he's trying. I mean, I don't, you know, that's what I think. That's my theory. So you're busy, you're setting up. Oh, he's answering me. Hold the fort. Oh, he called in twice. Uh-oh, let's see. What number did you call in? Okay, well, it could be something here. Didn't fly right, you know. Oh, he's standing by. Okay, standing by. I love it. Don't you just love technology? When it's good, it's good.
Absolutely.
When it's bad, it's really bad. Wait, I'm going to give him another number here. Okay, he's going to try again. He sounds really nice. He's standing by.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal human being.
He's top drawer, I can tell you that. Okay, he's going to try again. I wonder if it will not accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is not...
So for the audience, you're waiting for our guests to join us. I trust that all is well in your world, and thank you for joining Natalie and myself. And I want to be thankful for Stars and Natalie that they're having me co-host this show. It's my pleasure, and I'm glad that I can contribute to humanity evolving by bringing on different guests. I have been blessed to be surrounded by many people as I have traveled the world and spoke on many stages, and obviously...
let's see. Oh, he's calling via Google Chat. Excuse me, not to interrupt you, Al. I don't think he can do it that way. Well, hold on, everybody. Keep talking, Al. I'm going to try to resolve this little thing here.
You got it. So, it's my pleasure to keep bringing guests on from around the world to support everyone, and especially you, the audience, as part of Natalie's show here, the Stars, just to support you to evolve and open you up. I know when I first started traveling and speaking on different countries and on different stages, I was introduced to things that I never realize existed, or the philosophies, that are attitudes, or the thought process, that and the mindset of other people. And I'm going to tell you that everything that was indicated to me, that I bought it wholeheartedly. But it opened my eyes, it opened my heart, it opened my mind to other possibilities, and supported me to evolve. So the reason I'm telling you all this is I feel very fortunate that I can introduce people to you and to Natalie, and that can support humanity to evolve, and that there's more to life than we are shown, unless you travel a lot. And most don't, but if you travel to other countries, then the possibilities exist that you will open up and see things differently and function differently and live differently.
Hold on. Wow. Chris, it's Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Natalie?
I'm fine. Well, I guess our Google thing didn't work, huh? Our Google Voice, Google Chat. But anyways, I've got Al. Chris is on. We've got him from Taiwan. Is that right, Chris? You're calling. Is that considered the Orient, Chris?
Well, it depends on what you consider the Orient to be, Natalie. It's pretty Oriental.
since I've never been out of the United States, I guess. Well, anyways, Al, he's here. Go ahead, say your hellos. I'm excited.
Hi, Chris. How you doing, Al? I appreciate your
doing really well. How about yourself?
Inviting me on, and I'm doing fine, thank you. It's all good. I'm sitting here looking over a beautiful day at the looking at the Pacific Ocean from my home in the mountains outside of Taipei. All good. So,
I'm at the opposite side of the Pacific Ocean, and I'm looking out on my balcony as I speak with you and Natalie, and I also can see the Pacific Ocean, but on the other side of the world.
And I'm on the East Coast in South Carolina. How about that? We're just covering it all. It's so wonderful.
Right.
It is wonderful. Okay, cool. Al, since this is your dear friend, I'm going to let you start off with Chris and tell. But I do, Chris, I have questions of my own that I would like to ask you. I've been to your site. What a phenomenal thing. What a phenomenal person you are. I'm going to start that off. And, Al, you can take it from there, and then I'll just chime in, okay?
You're sure. So personally, I met Chris a few years ago at another event, and I know when I met him, I can see his light, that he had a purpose or something that he was going to do for humanity. And as I got to know him, and he's invited me to some of his events, I've gotten to know him even more so. And he's a very powerful spirit who knows what's going on and what to do. And personally, from what I can see and know of him, he's here to support humanity to evolve.
I want to know what this is. You're involved in the vortex. Now, I know what the vortex is, but it's probably not the same. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about how you got started into this. I always like to, because this is about you. I always like the audience to know. Well, and how did you end up in Taiwan? How did you end up on the other side of the world doing all of your beautiful work? I mean, that all came to be. I know it's synchronicities. I know there's a purpose, but I want to hear it from you.
Sure. I'm happy to share it. I guess I would start by saying, Natalie, that and Al, that I've been very fortunate in many ways in my life. And you mentioned synchronicity and serendipity, perhaps. And I have lived my life according to certain principles. And one of them is I'm a big, big believer in serendipity. And when serendipity knocks on my door, I welcome her in and, you know, open the door to chance and opportunity and experience and synchronicity and see what happens. So I've lived a rather colorful life, and so I try to sometimes keep it simple and relatable by speaking in cartoon a little bit. So if you think about it, I grew up in Connecticut as the youngest of four, with a mother who is a psychiatric nurse empath and a father who was a Korean War tank hero, trial law entrepreneur, kind of a big, big energy individual who, you know, required a certain kind of handling. And so as a result of that combination, I ended up becoming somewhat of a lion tamer. And he was also an adventurer. And so when I was 16, by serendipity, the Rotary Club sent me to the southern Philippines in 1979. And it was quite wild there. It was martial law and an Islamic rebellion, and I was the only white face. And I had a year of significant adventures, including spending 6 months traveling by myself all over the islands. I came back, finished high school, spent a month in the Grand Canyon at the end of my school, and then I went to a school called Oberlin College, where on my first day of school, I went out and got drunk with my roommate and dared each other to speak Mandarin. And I knew I wouldn't learn Mandarin in a language lab in Ohio, so I arranged to take my second year of college in Taiwan where I could learn Mandarin and fine arts. That was in 83 and 84. And during that period, I was fortunate enough again to have adventures where I delivered sailboats, 44-foot sloops, to Hong Kong and from Hong Kong to the Philippines. And I spent a month in Nepal in the Himalayas. And I learned Mandarin, and ultimately I met my wife of 32 years, pushing 33 years. Went back and finished school, and in 1985, between my junior and senior year of college, I spent 3 months in the Alaskan wilderness with the National Outdoor Leadership School, a month in a kayak, a month in on a glacier, and a month in the tundra with 15 people. In doing so, I learned that everybody was going through their own stuff, cleaning their pipes, because nature was presenting that opportunity. And so it occurred to me that if I developed training adventure groups, I would be in a position to do that for a living. And I'm doing that now, but it only took me 33 years. So sometimes I'm sort of a slow starter.
But just think, so you're a perfectionist now at it.
Well, I've seen a lot. So I thank you. I did another expedition to Alaska, and I went back to Taiwan. And in 1988, again, by serendipity, became Taiwan's first executive recruiter as a headhunter. And I stumbled on it, but it occurred to me that if I did it well over 30 years, I would have cash flow, freedom of movement, and know lots of cool and interesting people. And that would form the basis for a Trojan horse for bringing good to the world, which is what Vortex is. So 3 years ago, I met my co-founder in Mykonos at another gathering, in fact, where Al and I met, which was at a place called Mind Valley Apex. And we began the journey to create Vortex, which was specifically solved to answer the problem of what do the world's most productive people, founders, investors, professional artists and athletes, enterprise leaders, you know, those who house large energy, what do they do to heal the unhealed wounds lovingly passed on to them by their parents and society? Because I looked around and there's really very little opportunities for a safe container for them to do the work. Because when you're celebrated, you are in the public eye. And when you're in the public eye, it's hard for you to let down your guard to work on your stuff. And so I created Vortex as a corral for large animals, lions, tigers, eagles, and I'm speaking metaphorically, of course, to come together for 5 days at a time with others like them and do the work in order to get to their highest selves so they can then go out into the world and be healers. Only they can bridge the spiritual and the pragmatic. So I tell people that at Vortex we gather wizards to guide Olympians to walk the path of joyful servant leadership, no more than 32 at a time, in epic places. And we gather epic people to do epic work on themselves. And then they come out deeply bonded, and if I might say, puffy like poodle. You ever seen a poodle come back from the cleaners, Natalie?
To see what?
Charged
Chris,
up,
I didn't hear.
Excited. Have you ever seen a poodle come back from the cleaners?
Oh.
If you can imagine.
Yeah.
All right, so just imagine 30 Olympian poodles charging around and playing together and healing the world like Avengers meets Justice League. That's Vortex.
What energy that must
We're
be.
We're gathering. Oh, it's pretty intoxicating. So we did
well,
our
it
first,
has to be. I'm an empath. I'd probably be just wiped out.
Yeah,
be, you know,
I
can't. I mean, I
yeah.
can block it, but most times I don't like to. I like to feel it. I like to. That's how I am, though. I mean, people say, well, you should put up a shield.
Sure.
But in a group like that, I probably would have to do something, right? No, I wouldn't
well,
let
that's
out.
That's also part of the... Yeah. That's also part of the training is how to shield your energy, Natalie.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's a lot of wizards and healers in that bunch. And, you know, so... We did it in the High Atlas Mountains of Morocco in October. We did it again last week, 4,500 feet up a volcano in Costa Rica. And next up is Koh Samui, Thailand. And then possibly in February next year, we'll go to Sedona or somewhere like that.
Oh, back in the States. Now tell me something. It's only 32 people. How do you, kind of come to you like it's a synchronicity? Do you seek them out? Do they seek you out? Do they apply? How do these people come into your...
I curate them by hand. I've been an active member of TED, Forbes, World Economic Forum, Summit, Family Communities for Multi-Generation Business Families, Investor Gatherings for 30 years. So I'm in conversation with probably 1,500 leaders around the world.
Oh, wow. All those great minds
and all different things. That's right. And everybody has three things in common, Natalie. Head, hands, and heart.
The head is
the intellect, curiosity, and vision. The heart is passion and compassion, and the hands are execution. So no matter what their age, their preferences, their genders, their diversity, you know, is quite full. It's half men and half women. And everybody comes together on shared values and shared principles. And that's about it.
And now, do they go through a screening process with you? I mean, how do you, I mean, I know you said you seek them out, but there must be some prerequisites that you see with them. How do you, you just see somebody, boy, I would really like to have them in the group. They just, they would really be a great addition. Do you do that? How do you do it?
My assessment of their head, hands, and heart is the screen. And as well as referral. It's actually, it's not that hard to see when somebody's right.
Okay.
And generally the work calls in themselves, and, you know, you should know that we don't tell people what's going to happen, and we don't tell people who's going to be there. So they have to be coming in on trust. We simply tell them the history. We invite them to speak to our partners and our graduates, and we say, look, it's all based on six principles: sacred self, sacred union, sacred play, active gratitude, active compassion, and active presence. And we also, for people's comfort, let them know that, you know, there is no venturing into sacred sexuality, there's no venturing into plant medicines, because we are dealing with potential partners that are conservative organizations. It doesn't mean that we don't espouse any of that. It means when people come in, given particularly that we're not telling them what's happening, then we want them to feel comfortable that they're not going to be compromised.
Wow. I'm thinking of all the energy that would be in this whole group. Oh, my goodness. It would be mind-boggling.
Oh, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And we are.
I mean, I can see this group, not exactly, but I can tell you how I would feel, like if I walked into this or even stood on the outside, I'd think, whoa, this is phenomenal.
Well,
because it's got to be, Chris. It's got to be so wonderful for you. It has to be.
It is. It
oh, I know it is.
This is what I'll be doing for the next 30 years. You're welcome to come and play now. Maybe you can take your first venture outside of the U.S. to go to Thailand in September, or when we're in the U.S., you can come in then.
To Sedona?
Yeah. And it's not
I'm not as diverse as you. I mean, I'm very spiritual, and I have my own ideals, and I have my beliefs are very strong, no matter what. Yeah. I mean, I can be faced with somebody who will say, well, that's not possible. Well, until I see that it's not possible, it is possible. And, I mean, that's just what I am, Al will tell you. But other than that, I mean, I don't have a high education. I have three websites. I sit in front of three monitors. I don't know what I could possibly add to the group, except it would be maybe something diverse, that things that they might not even be aware of because they do their own thing. I don't know, but yeah, thank you very much. That's really nice.
It's the head, the hands, and the heart. And if you look at what you're doing, there's a lot of contribution there, isn't there?
There really is. My magazine, and I do it all for nothing because I love it. It's my passion. I don't have to earn anything from it. Explain that to my son, but he does the very same thing in his own way. And he said, but Mom, you've been doing this 20 years. And I said, well, I like to look at it as pluses and minuses. And you can bet that list of pluses is really big because I have done an awful lot. And you're right. I never thought of it that way. I am like a caregiver. I'm a giver. I'm a take care of. That's what I do. That's what I do. And I...
Yes.
You know, I mean, I thrive on it. I love this kind of stuff. I love what I do. What can I say? I'm in my own little world but I love it.
And at the end of the day, the only grade that matters is the grade you give yourself in your last breath, right?
That's it.
If you can give yourself
right, and you know, too, Chris, I'm very healthy. I'm very blessed. I have a beautiful son, a granddaughter that's just top drawer, top student, I have a great daughter-in-law. I have a couple of great friends that are close to me and a goddaughter that, well, I'm very close to. And and I have everybody online from all over the world that I know. All over.
Right.
I just have to ask.
Right.
I need this from you. Okay, give me a couple of days and I'll have it to you, and I get it, just like that. Or I don't even ask.
That's beautiful.
So I never thought of it.
And I would
imagine. My...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was going to say, and I would imagine you have a pretty significant community that listens to you.
I have a what?
That you have a pretty big community that tunes in.
I do. Anywhere from India, China. I have a poet that's from China. He found me. And, you know, all over the place, and publicists that represent all these beautiful authors. I mean, I'm just talking about myself, but you're right. So me talking to people and telling them what I would do, I mean, maybe they would say, wow, look, she doesn't even know what she's done. No, really, I don't. I don't think about it because I love it so much. And
yep.
I never thought of it. My heart and my hands. That's really nice. I like that.
Okay. Lovely.
So,
well,
have you written any books? I mean, you must have written
a
book. Huh? Pardon me?
You know, I published a novel in 2003 called To Whom It May Concern, based in the year 2029, about kind of where we are biospherically. And then I dropped it like a rock and never promoted. And in 1986 and 1987, I published two albums that I never promoted. So,
you're a musician also?
I am, yes. And I do a few other things. I've got a number of yoga teacher certifications. And I just became a certified CAP facilitator. CAP is Kundalini Activation Process.
Okay. I don't know a lot about it, but I have heard about it. Wow.
It's only been in the world for a short amount of time. It does come to New York, so you can experience it. But if you look at VENANTWONG.com, you'll see it. You'll see a movie.
Okay. Well, Al, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you know, you can, I mean, Chris and I are just talking away like we've known each other for years, which usually happens.
I'm enjoying the conversation.
Well, good. Well, go ahead. What, you know, you have any questions for him? I mean, my goodness, how diverse he is and what he's experienced and all the countries he's been to. And now, does your lovely wife, is she... does she assist you? Is she in this group also? I should ask that.
No, in fact, my lovely wife is the chief. And she grew up in the jungle in Taiwan. And I travel 50% of the time, and she doesn't travel at all. Right now,
we're ready
to go to Colorado in a few weeks to go to our son's wedding. And in fact, if you're in New York, we're going to have a dinner gathering on the 10th of July. You'd be welcome to stop in at. And
I'm a little bit far from there. I'm in South Carolina, so
I see.
But
24/7. Yeah, you're not going to make it.
No, no.
Anyways, she doesn't travel. Instead, she raises honeybees, makes her own beer, roasts her own coffee, makes artisan bread, and charges around in her flower and vegetable and fruit gardens.
Oh, wow. Now, does she ever have a desire to go? Like, you're going to go someplace that's really she's never been. Does she ever say, oh, Chris, I would really like to go? I mean, of course, she's always welcome, but I mean, does she ever travel with you at all? I would, I guess. But after a while, I think it would get to be like, oh, God, he's going there. Oh, well, so what? You know?
She's happy as a clam.
Oh, that's good.
Right here where she is charging around. Yeah.
That's good. That's
so
your
that's,
home
you know,
base, Taiwan is your home
that's
base, that's where you...
That's right, indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
So now, is it day there, or is it nighttime, or what?
We're 12 hours in front of you.
You're 12 hours ahead of
right
me?
Right now it's 8:30 in the morning, yeah.
Okay,
on,
all right, yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah, and we're 8:30 at night here the night before. Okay, Al, I need you to talk a little here. My voice is getting raspy. You know what happens to my voice, Al.
Sure. So, Chris, once your participants get involved with you and they go through the whole process that you present, how do what's the end result? When they go home, what are they like? What's different? What's changed? How have they evolved?
Well, Al, what happens is that people come back having seen a lot of their conditioning that comes to them over 30, 40, 50 years through their parents, school, media, society, and the conditioning that they gave themselves, which lead to the stories by which they define their lives, and how their stories and their judgments cause them a lot of discomfort and mischief with themselves, with their relationships, and invariably ends up kind of keeping them in a state of freedom and play. So we help people to witness the things that are blocking them, and we keep them then together in small groups, and they go on a journey for 12 months in a mastermind called Vortex 360, which keeps them on their journey. Where over those 12 months, they've got a combination of coaching, seminars, peer support, and meetups around the world. So the people come back, you know, into their world with a lot more clarity about how they're making decisions and how they're building relationships and how they're prioritizing their time.
Awesome. And a personal question for you, Chris, who's been your biggest inspiration?
Let's put it this way. If I had to create a template for how I guide my development, I'd reference The Lord of the Rings. There was a character that didn't make it into the movies named Tom Bombadil. And he was a little bit like the male version of Gaia. You know, he lived in the woods with his partner and was in harmony with nature and played, you know, a lot of the time. And that's kind of like 50% foundational me. The other 50% is Gandalf the Wizard and Aragorn the King. Right, they're both in service, and the king, and they've got various kinds of gifts that they give to the world. So that's probably my greatest inspiration. How's that?
Awesome. Awesome. So, in everything that you're doing now, in let's say 3 years, what is the outcome of everything that you're doing?
What is the outcome of what I'm hoping for in Vortex?
Yes.
It's going to take more than 3 years, but just imagine there's 1,000 of these leaders, half men and half women, full diversity, you know, playing together around the world, surrounded by an ecosystem of conscious capital, impact, wellness, and innovation, and just getting out there, leading great lives, playing together, and healing the world. That will be an ultimate goal and factor of success in my mind. And I'll still do executive recruitment for probably another 10 years.
Which will create a ripple effect on the collective consciousness of changing, quote-unquote, our world.
Right. Well, you know, we all got to find a way to do our part. And
we all need to do it quickly because the world's in dire straits. I mean, not the whole world, but my view is that sometimes I feel I'm here to right the wrongs. I think there's so
right.
many wrongs. I wish I could right them all, just R-I-G-H-T, you know. But just imagine all of these beautiful people doing their thing. They meet, and then they go off and do their thing. And And kind of like what you do, Al, you know, there's a, you know, if everybody could be like us as a whole, I mean, we all have things that we're not perfect, of course, but for the most part, you know, we care and we do things from inside and within and we love and it's unconditional and you want to help anybody that you can. Can you imagine what a world it would be? So we have to keep
right.
We have to keep trying. That's my thing. You have to keep doing and doing and doing. And Chris is doing his part, and Al, you're doing your part, and me with what I venture off, all the people that I deal with, and you know, somebody once told me your emails are so they're not cold. I said, well, no, because it's me. I'm writing what I'm feeling. All the publicists tell me that. Oh, my gosh, how many articles you need? How many of this you need? I talk to them on the phone. But you see, just those little things that we are doing, and Chris is doing something monumental as far as I can see. I'm doing a part. Al, you're doing great things. Al's always done great things. But I'm just so impressed with both of you because you've both been everywhere, and you seem to be so advanced. And I hear what you do, like Al, I know you pretty well, and Chris now, and I think to myself, wow, you know, I feel so small in all of it, but maybe I'm not. You know, maybe
it's quite significant what you're doing.
I didn't hear that, Chris.
I said what you're doing is quite significant.
Well, you know, I guess I found my little niche, you know. I found, and like both of you. And it's on different scales, of course, you know. But I just do mine via the Internet, and that's vast. I mean,
right.
That is huge. So
well,
I don't do one-on-one.
Right, but you're reaching a lot of people, Natalie, and I have no sense of how many people are going to listen to this podcast. But if one individual is inspired that ends up joining us, you will have done a significant thing. And you never know
yes.
when that one person becomes somebody that changes the world.
Right, right. That's true. That's very, very true. I don't ever know who's – I know some that are listening, but I don't know until after the show is put up, and then it'll show me how many listeners we had. Sometimes it takes a little bit, you know, like a day or so. But I can't – like if I go right after the show, it's not going to tell me. But that's okay. And sometimes I'm really amazed, and I'm very pleased. And you can always listen to them down the road. All my shows are there. I have a gal named Candy. She does all of that for me. She's listening right now. She's in the chat room. And I want to say hello to Joshua listening to this too. And sometimes we have people that will pop into the chat room. And you know, like Candy, I've known him forever. But she does my marketing. She goes out and does all this kind of stuff. And so the shows are there from when we started. I guess it's 7 years ago now. I did it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And you know what, Chris? And Al knows this. I didn't want to do the radio. Oh, no, I don't want to do this. I don't think I can do it. And I love it. I really, really do. Look at the people I get to meet. I got to meet you, Chris. Maybe not in person yet,
right.
But I got to meet you.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it all.
Yeah, well,
so
I'd
you
like
have
to meet
quite
you.
The
to
job
learn,
ahead of you. You've got to keep going forth and doing all these things and... And I know this is a direct call, so if you feel that you want to end the interview, that's okay. I get it. I'm just so glad that you came on and you figured out a way. Well, I'm going to have to just do it this way. Can't do it this way. Do it this way. And you see, Chris, this was divine order. You were supposed to come on the show with Al and I. That's
I
how
agree.
I see it. You know,
well,
and so your message
you,
is, Yep, your message is important. Maybe it was important for me. Maybe it was important for Al. Maybe it was important for you to hear certain things. I don't know, but it was divine order. So we're probably going to have to end the show anyway, unless Al has more to say, because I'm losing my voice.
Chris, how does somebody get a hold of you?
How can you get a hold of me?
Well, they can go to a site, right?
Oh, people can, well, I mean, they could just go to vortexglobal.net.
Vortexglobal.net. Okay.
That's it. Got to find. Okay?
Yes. You're awesome. Maybe someday I'll get to meet you.
Nice to talk to you.
Oh, nice talking to you. Okay, love you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, Al, well, we wanted to let him go because he's calling from a long ways, and it wasn't like on, you know, our kind of phone kind of stuff. It was very costly for him. Such a sweet man. Thank you for inviting him, and thank you for introducing him to me. And we will talk, and I know you're on the road right now, so I'm going to let you go. And everybody, I know it's a little shorter than usual, but everybody got what they're supposed to get, and we all know that that's what happens. I mean, I could talk for the rest of the hour if you really want me to, but I'm losing my voice. Anyways, okay, next week we'll have another guest. And Al, we must discuss July 3rd if you're going to be around. I don't have anybody scheduled, but I'd love to do a topic with you. It's always so wonderful when we do that, okay?
Sure enough.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, thank you, Candy. You're in the chat room. Joshua, nice to see you. And everybody that's been listening, it's been really, I don't know. You know, I have this beautiful feeling about this call, you know, Chris calling. And I don't know. It's just something about him. Just he's a very special man. And like you, Al. So, Al, have a safe trip wherever you're going. I don't know where you're going. And I'll talk to you in a day or so or whatever, and we'll connect about the 3rd. And everybody, of course, I will see you next week. We have another guest. I have an author coming on board. And let me see. I can tell you. I don't usually look ahead, but since we have the time. Her name is Adita Lang. She's done an awful lot. Another one, you know. It's just amazing. She has something called, what she uses is superpowers. She's got superpowers. So we'll learn all about that next week. And with that, I'm going to close the show. I love everybody that's listening. Candy, I love you. Joshua, I love you. And, of course, Al, I love you. Al always knows that. I don't have to tell Al that. And as I always end the show, I'm not going to change, is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Good night, everyone, and see you next week. Bye-bye.